Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're going to spend some time reflecting and praising people that haven't allowed themselves to be stopped by really severe adversity. People who've been able to embrace their courage and acknowledge their situation and despite the gravity of the situation, still eke out an amazing life for themselves. And I guess for me, people that are able to do that are incredibly inspiring and, for me, represent proof of what all of us as humans are capable of actually doing and becoming. And we all can learn something from them, from their experiences, and hopefully live enhanced lives as a result. Whenever I encounter, someone who's been in an accident, who's been paralyzed, someone who has been born with a severely limiting illness, and they're able to conquer their situation and be the amazing people that they are able to be, I just find that incredibly, empowering and incredibly inspiring. And often there's evidence in there of the power of mind over the body and the courage of the human spirit. So my question whenever I'm, reading about someone like that or I see a documentary on someone is I like to think, and I'd encourage everyone out there in listener land to have a think about and to choose this question. What would I need to tell myself to be able to do what they're doing? What would be going on? What would the messages that I would have to have in my head to achieve the things that they're achieving? And I encourage everyone to look beyond just what they're doing and try to work out how. How are they doing that? What human, mechanism are they using to be able to do that? Because it's probably one that we've all got. My next question would be to kind of try and understand as deeply as you can what's their motivation and where is their motivation coming from? Again, because motivation is a human thing and something that we can all actually try and stoke that fire as best we can. I guess lastly, it's also really, really important that we're not ableist in our assessment of people and their condition. And my last question would be, in fact, this week's Mind Game is to really think about how you view people in your world and how you view the people that in your world who may be dealing with adversity and ask yourself, have I actually inadvertently limited them with my perception of what I think they're actually capable of? This could be people with disability, people with issues of circumstance and things that have occurred, could be refugees, it could be any group where we are likely to fall into a trap of limiting or discrediting their human potential in some way. And it's a game that we can all play. If we're able to make some changes in that, we'll actually be giving every human being that we encounter the permission to be as capable and amazing as they can be. So step beyond your own limits this week with Mind Games.